every decade or so, there is this push to do something to reform government. And the last push was done by a Constitutional Revision Commission, which really didn't have the courage to tackle the big problems and whose reforms were rejected by the electorate. Now, there's a move on to just simply basically destroy the institution and rebuild it again.
Well, what do you think about, like, you know, kind of the timing of it? Like, why would they, why is there, like, a sudden push for it, especially with what the state's dealing with right now?
I think part of the problem has been that there really is a feeling of disappointment and frustration and some anger. That's what the polls are showing us, both in California and nationwide, particularly in California, because government seems to be so dysfunctional. What among the things that really pushed people to focus on a constitutional convention was the fact that we've had such an incredibly large budget deficit, the fact that Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he was elected in the recall replacement election, promised to break the boxes, to make government more responsive, to solve our financial problems, and none of that happened.
What are some of the issues that you see with this particular convention?
I have just three words: town hall meetings. And that's what I see as a major problem with the Constitutional Convention. I don't see how you can keep such control over the convention, whoever you are, that there are not issues such as gay marriage, such as abortion rights, such as taxation, such as Proposition 13, that are brought up. And I think if the really charged social issues find a way into the debate in the Constitutional Convention, it could get ugly.
What's the likelihood of California actually holding a constitutional convention?
That's a very good question. And in ordinary times, the answer would be slim to none. But who knows? People are still very skeptical of government reform and government reform by a constitutional convention. The polls are telling us that, but it's, you know, it's a long way until the initiatives qualify and we vote on them, and then whether or not a constitutional convention is real depends on the mood of the electorate, depends on the economy, depends on the arguments that are made by proponents and opponents, depends on the message each gives, depends on the money available for a campaign, and depends on the campaign itself.